Truth. Do you believe in truth? Are you a ominous spiritual seeker? Do you feel there's truth in many thoughts and practices around the world? That somehow truth has been distorted against humanity? Well, I am an ordained esoteric interfaith minister with a doctor of divinity. I have a true ominous viewpoint, a pagan heart, and I work to help people transition out of the mainstream corporate religions and into true spirituality, understanding spirit, understanding life, and understanding the divinity within ourselves. Stay tuned. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Pagan Preacher Podcast in the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Coming at you from Frankfort, Indiana. April 8th. The solar eclipse today. Many people are traveling. Many people are in meditation. Different traditions and different cultures have different approaches to what is happening. But many see it as a spiritual experience. Today, what we want to talk about is what we want, what we wish, what we desire to be after all of this. No matter how you look at it, it's a new day, a new time. A day that we can start over. A day that we can draw the line and say, today we start fresh. We start new. We lay our mistakes. We lay our errors to the side. We no longer will judge others by their mistakes and their errors. But we will move on from here. We talk a lot about coexistence. We talk a lot about world peace. We talk a lot about what life is all about. Many different ideas, many different theories, many different thoughts. But you know, there has to only be one real truth. Because there just simply can only be one truth. We can have different perspectives. We can interpret things differently within our own human minds. But ultimately, there is only one factual truth behind the things that we desire and we want, the things that make up creation, the things that we ponder deep within our heart, the things that keep us up at night, at least for some of us. Some of us, you know, they say ignorance is bliss. And I can definitely say that I can understand where that comes from, because where there is much wisdom, there is much sorrow. Knowing the truth, knowing the things that are around us, knowing what is right and wrong, and seeing people do the wrong and knowing the right, and yet not having anyone willing to listen to you can be extremely disheartening. It can be very hurting, hurtful, and sorrowful. But what I want to really talk about today, I'm going to get past all of this, and we're going to talk about a new beginning and how we get this. And some of this stuff has been repeated. And we're going to start moving on past this. When we start moving on to the next season, we're going to be talking about the Ravensbrook tradition. And of course, you know, I am Richard Ravensbrook. And Ravensbrook tradition is the practice, the magical practice that I pretty much have been born into and have learned through spirit, learned through other mentors and things of that nature. I'm not going to go into any depth of that right now. For the next season, we will talk about more into the Ravenbrook tradition and the kingdom of magic. But we want to talk about coexistence today. We want to talk about how we want to get into that coexistence. And you know, when I've said this once or twice, probably a dozen times before, coexistence is nothing but mutual respect. Mutual respect for the other person. Understanding that they don't have to follow your tradition and your culture and your belief. And that it's not your responsibility to try to convert them. Because if you try to convert them, that is a sign of disrespect, not respect. Coexistence comes only through mutual respect. Respect that even though we may not agree with certain traditions within a culture, we respect their right to have it. We respect each and every culture for what it is, in its entirety, in its separations. Because a lot of what we've done in the world today is we've tried to mix so many different cultures. And in some aspects, that is acceptable, but in some aspects, it takes away from those cultures. It takes away from what makes them them, because that is their culture. The Native Americans had their traditions and their cultures. Muslim had theirs. You know, the Scots had theirs, and the Irish had theirs. The Germans had theirs. But religion kind of swept through and just started demolishing and destroying everything that would not convert. And has it done any good? Has it brought about peace in the world? No, it's brought about more chaos, more division, more hate, and definitely more confusion. Has it not? You know, we want to look back, and especially the Christian church, you know, they want to point out all the errors and not only their other religions in the world, but point out all the errors within themselves. It seems like, you know, in the Christian faith, it's all anybody does is point fingers at each other. I saw the other day where it talked about that they were called to judge righteously. And I questioned that, and I said, but didn't your own Jesus say that he that is without sin cast the first stone? Basically what he was saying is unless you're righteous, there can be no righteous judgment. You are not righteous according to your own word, your own book, your own Savior. But you judge constantly. You judge, you condemn, you ridicule other religions. I see it all the time online and in different other sectors where Christians are just absolutely tarnishing and staining and just slandering beliefs like the Muslim and Islam. And, you know, even though I don't follow these traditions, I still honor and respect your right to do so and your right to live as you choose and to guide your family as you choose. And I would ask the same for you or for me to do for me. You know, mutual respect goes a long way. You're going to say, well, my God doesn't believe in just this mutual respect or coexistence. My God says to, you know, what we have to understand is when we fail to understand and hear from spirit, all we have left is a physical book. or whatever manuscript or whatever you are following, if it tells you that you constantly have to offend others with your belief, then just take a moment to think about that for a minute. To offend others. Coexistence doesn't come with offense. And I agree, you know, that sometimes being offended is a sign of spiritual immaturity. Because when we are spiritually mature, we understand that people are different. We understand that we're on different paths, and we're on different levels on such paths. Some of us have obtained a slight bit more enlightenment than others. Some of us may not have any at all. We may just be babies. But regardless, we're on different paths. And we're on the path and we're on position that we should be. But yet we judge. We ridicule. And we cast down on people, not understanding because we can't relate to them because we are on different planes and different levels. But we're all the same. And it's imperative that we don't do these things because, as I've said in other podcasts and other services, that we can halt, we can hinder, and we can even flat out stop someone on their path by saying or doing the wrong thing when they, according to their own spiritual journey, were on the right path at the right place at the right time. We all need to learn different things at different times. And mutual respect is simply that, allowing each of us to grow in our own time. You know, when someone comes up to you and they ask for your advice, they ask for your teachings, or they ask for guidance, that's something completely different. They open the door, they ask you for your input. But we should never, ever try to push our belief or our religious dogma on anybody else. And we should never, ever even think for a moment that we have the truth and someone else or others absolutely do not. That our religion is the only right one and the only way to a better place, a higher enlightenment, whatever you want to name it, heaven, paradise, whatever it is you want to title it as. We're all working our way there on our own terms and our own timing, because timing is everything. Coexistence comes with the freedom to choose. And it comes with not interfering with other people's choices. We have to understand that your path is going to be different than mine. Part of the problems in our world are people trying to follow after other people, trying to follow after their paths because they respect the person. But rather than trying to understand their own path and to follow their own path for whatever reason, maybe it was judgments, maybe it was condemnations, maybe it's self-doubt, maybe it's low self-esteem, maybe it's just the fact that they haven't had the support and encouragement that they need to fulfill it. Maybe they're surrounded by so much doubt that they don't believe that they can do it or don't know how to do it. So they ignore it and try to find something else that may be a little bit easier that might get a little bit more support. There's so many things that true coexistence can help with. Not only does coexistence equal world peace, but it also equals inner peace. Inner peace that each of us are given the space and the time and the space to grow within ourselves. That we're not judged about what religion we are or what belief we are or anything of that nature, but rather just who we are is in our character, our integrity. Who we are as a person in our community, who we are as a person in general. Do we try to do positive things in this life, or do we only do negative? Do we try to empower and uplift people, or have we done more of the opposite? I know many supposed spiritual mentors that have done more negative than positive. Because a mentor, a spiritual mentor, a spiritual teacher can't really teach complete truth. All we can do is guide people to that truth. Because truth is like a revelation. It's like an epiphany. When it all of a sudden sparks within someone's mind, within their heart, and they react differently at different times on their paths. I've seen people be excited. I've seen people be sorrowful. Because sometimes during an awakening, we find ourselves that we believed something for so long, and then to find out that it was wrong, we feel like we wasted so much time and effort and energy. But don't feel like it was a waste, because you were learning something. You were allowed to be there. You were asked to be there. I think you even most times chose to be there for whatever reason. You know, the Pagan Preacher podcast and the Ravensbrook Sanctuary are designed for those people that are trying to deconstruct for mainstream religions, trying to move away from these religious dogmas that do nothing but control and do nothing for true enlightenment or spiritual freedom. Because you're told what to do, how to do it, when to do it, how much to do it for, and so on and so on. And spiritual freedom is none of that. Spiritual freedom is about growing within ourselves and coexistence opens that whole door to this. You're going to say, well, you know, I know that you're kind of going here and you're going there, kind of as spirit does. And that's why I ask people sometimes to listen to it twice. Because sometimes when spirit talks, sometimes it is a lot. Sometimes it is much. But the whole idea of this particular podcast is coexistence. And how to achieve that coexistence after today. Today's going to be a big day for a lot of people, because this event, this eclipse, hasn't happened for many years and won't happen again for many more years. Many of us believe that some things are going to happen. Some bad things are going to happen, not just today. We're not saying it's going to happen today, but over the next few months, over the next few years, things are going to happen to change our world. But I'm here to tell you, I think these things can be stepping stones to a better world. Make sure your hearts are right. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about your heart when it comes to humanity. Because I don't care what religion you are. Without each other, we will never survive. And if your religion constantly tells you that you need to hate your brother and your sister from another region or another part of this world, then maybe we should rethink, reevaluate. Because there's no room in this world for hate. There's no room for the bigotry that we see. In the United States, we can't even coexist within our own country anymore because we have so much indifferent from everyone. So much indifference, so much intolerance. Because we all want a certain way of life. We all want what we believe is right and what we believe is truth. And the whole time we're not respecting the fact that someone else may believe something different or may not believe that at all, and that they have that right to do so. Mutual respect is the opposite. It is how we would want to be treated. We treat others as we would want to be treated. We, in this country, we want freedom. We want freedom to exercise our religion or no religion. We want our freedom to be what we want to be in this world, to live the way we want to be, to dress like we want to dress, and to speak when we want to speak, to express our heart when we need to express our heart. But above all things, to be real to ourselves and to be able to do that openly amongst all people and without persecution, without ridicule, because you don't need to be offended at what somebody else does, because it's not for you to be offended. It's not for you to judge or convert to change. Your job is you. And whatever leadership you have, if you have a family, then try to be a leader in your family. I didn't say the leader. I said a leader. You know, we do things in a manner of coexistence. A lot of Christian brothers out there think that they have to be the top authority. But what we don't understand is, in most cultures, well, I can't say most cultures, because there's other cultures that believe the same way. But the cultures where I come from, women are equal to men. And we treat each other like we are equal. Women fought on the battlefield right beside men. Women led clans and groups just like men. And in order to be in a world of coexistence, even though we may have different positions in life, and we may have different roles in life, we should never take for granted each other, that we are all equal in the eyes of the divine, in front of the God and gods. We are equal in our position and our place on this earth. Coexistence means a lot of change. It means a lot of changing in hearts, in direction, and sometimes our belief. But we need to look back and look back over the last several thousands of years and ask yourself, has things gotten better or has things gotten worse? Has following the path that you have been following done good, or has it done more bad for you, for your family, for whoever it is that you love? Religion sometimes, most of the time, in my opinion, does nothing but control. And as long as we have religious dogma and religion without freedom, we will never have coexistence, and we will never have mutual respect. Sometimes it's time for a change. It's time to reevaluate these beliefs because they simply aren't doing the trick. I don't know about you, but I want peace in my world. I want peace for my children and my grandchildren, for their children. The wars need to stop. And believe it or not, they can stop. The answers to ending wars is so simple. It is. Mutual respect. Refuse to fight. Only to protect. Only to protect. In coexistence, we have to understand, we have to constantly be thinking of the other person as much as we do ourselves, and sometimes more. Everything from driving down the street, where you're not just thinking of yourself and getting a road rage, but we're thinking about other drivers and what we can do to make them safer. You know, going into a situation of religious people knowing that your belief is different than theirs, and that your belief could offend someone else, and that there are babies within that group somewhere, somehow. And out of mutual respect, even though we don't have to, we might tailor ourselves down just a little bit, just out of respect. And man, I'm talking to all people, all religions here. All spiritual people, we understand these, you know, for whatever it be, that maybe we should create a world, create a country, where it's not visible by strangers that come from abroad, of what religion is more empowered than others. When people come to the United States, what do they see? They see churches on every corner. They see crosses all over the place. They see, a point is, you can see a dominance in religion. And in any other religion in this world that is seen in this country, as seen as an enemy of this country and an enemy of its people. And that is nothing. Nothing but lies. Freedom. Coexistence. Maybe what Spirit is trying to say is before we can get coexistence and world peace, we got to be able to find coexistence in our country first. And that comes from spiritual maturity. Not being offended by what somebody else is or what somebody else does or what somebody else did. But simply allowing people to be people. Teaching our children what we believe to be right. And allowing them to choose for themselves what they are going to do, how they are going to walk on their own, without aggressive pushing, without casting aspersions of, you know, of hate and threatening. We don't ever threaten a child to, if you can't follow this path, if you're not going to follow that path, then you can't live here. Or you will go to church if you live here. Or you will do this or you will do that. We can't be doing those things. I mean, I understand when they're small, when they're young. Yes, we you know, as parents, obviously we have certain authorities. But there has to be a time when we allow people to grow. Allow people to be free. And allow people to be who it is that they truly are, and not to be afraid of who they are. Because I don't care what the situation is, if people are afraid to be who they are, they're in a mental prison before they truly even begin life. And as parents, we put our children in those prisons by not letting them be who it is that they are. Sometimes we have to just let them run free. Sometimes we have to let them fly off that cliff to see if they're going to fly. And just like the daddy eagle, you know, when he lifts the baby eagle as high as he can go and just drops him. And that daddy eagle will wait. Will wait till that baby eagle is almost hit the ground. before he swoops down and saves that baby eagle. You're going to say, well, that just sounds cruel. No, it's called freedom. It means I'm here for you. I'm here to watch you grow in yourself. I'm here to protect you when I can, to guide you when I can, and to love you as much as more than anything in this world. And it may seem sometimes that love can be aggressive. Might even sound someone say, well, you drop that eagle, drop that. If you did that kind of as a human, that would be neglect, wouldn't it? No. Not when your whole purpose is freedom. And you're right there to protect. You know, coexistence, these are all things that lie within the realm of coexistence. Coexistence is about getting along together with all people. Coexistence is learning to work with humanity in its differences, to be tolerant of our differences, to not be offended by our differences, but to understand that together, humanity can be so much better than what it is today. We work together for technological advancements when things are for money, for financial growth or power. What would happen if we all started working together for freedom? Everything from free healthcare to free, or should I maybe not say free, but to where everyone has the resources at hand that they need to live the life that they were given, and to do it without the pain and suffering that we've seen for so many thousands of years. It is possible. And there's forces out there that would separate us, divide us in whatever it may be. Religion is probably one of the most that has divided us. And indifference and hate, bigotry. Take some time. Review what Spirit has said. Enjoy your solar eclipse. Watch around you. Watch the changes that are going to begin to occur. A lot of things are going to happen in our world. This I promise you. But take heart and be strong. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen. I am Richard Ravenbrook, the Pagan Preacher Podcast, and the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Be blessed, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Pagan Preacher Podcast at the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Please subscribe. You can find us on almost every platform online. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Help us get the word out. We're here to help those seeking a deeper enlightenment and a much stronger spiritual connection to their Creator. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be.